All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, like you just heard our voice girl say. I'm Sparky. He's Charlie Hughes in Chicago. Charlie, other side of the glass. Is there anything on that black hat you're wearing?
Yeah, it's a Cage the Elephant hat. They're a band.
Maybe they should have a logo that you can actually see on the hat.
That's what I thought too when I bought it, but the only other option they had, it's like a, when you kind of see it in the light, you can see it. But they only had a beanie or this hat, and I don't really wear beanies, and I like getting hats when I go to concerts. So
you'll soon realize that in the wintertime, you will always see me in this building from probably about October through April with the same blue winter jacket on, walking around the building. I never take it off, and usually I have some type of stocking cap on as well, unless I know I'm in a meeting or something. Usually.
Yeah, I'm not the same way. I like rotating my hats, rotating my jackets and stuff. So
yeah, you're young and hip. I am not. Andrew Wagner, young and hip, though, joins us now from Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. What's going on, Mr. Wagner? How are you?
Okay, hold on. Hold on here, Charlie. Can he turn his microphone on?
Is he's on. Yeah, he's always on. Yeah.
I thought Charlie was like your 12-year-old intern. And he's rocking a Cage the Elephant hat.
Yeah, I just saw him a month ago.
I am impressed. Now I'm going to test you. Which former Milwaukee Brewer not only walked up to Cage the Elephant, but also went to high school with members of Cage the Elephant?
The current Milwaukee Brewer.
Former Milwaukee Brewer,
Milwaukee Brewer.
He's not going to know.
I have no idea off the top of my head.
Who is it?
Corey Hart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. I did not know that.
I'm a big Cage the Elephant fan, so.
Corey Hart, not a big Steve the Sparky Pfeiffer fan at all. Not a fan of mine. No, not at all. No.
I mean, you probably have as many fans in this town as I do, Sparky, so right there. Thanks. Solidarity.
Yeah, we're together. I've never heard of Cage the Elephant in my life until he brought it up, so I don't know anything about them.
Ain't no rest for the wicked, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All right, good. Y'all are bonding over Cage the Elephant. Good. I feel kind of bad, man. The best dancer in the celebration in the Brewers clubhouse got designated for assignment today in Paredes.
Yeah, I wonder if that was a clubhouse kangaroo court vote. You know, you put on dance moves like that. I mean, it's unfortunate because, you know, he played a role in getting them to this part, but you know, that's the downside when you get to this point of the year and you got to make some roster decisions. They're not easy. They needed fresh arms and they needed some length. They're able to get that with Hergert, who had been pitching well at Nashville. And you know, unfortunately, when you don't have a lot of guys in the bullpen who have options, that's the way it goes. So it definitely not an easy decision to make and definitely not an easy one to learn, but that's the way it goes.
And who do they decide to go with in his place? Because it's not Jacob Mizorowski.
Not Jacob Mizorowski, and no, it's not Brian Hudson. They went up with Hergert. He gets the call back up because, again, he can provide some length. And the first question I asked when we had Murph a little while ago was, you know, Hudson part of the conversation, and he was, but basically, there, Murph said flat out, there's a method to our madness. They've got Hudson working on some things. And, you know, one thing he said, because he's not a sugarcoater, you know, just because you pitched well earlier in this year doesn't mean you've earned it yet. And he's got some things that they didn't go into specifics that they want to see him iron out and want to see him work on. And he's still working on them at Nashville. He'll be a part of this team heading into the postseason, but I think we were all as little shocked as anyone when you know, we saw it wasn't Brian Hudson, but there's something that they want to see out of him, and they're still working on it. But once he gets that click, you can assume that he'll be here for the postseason.
Talk with Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner as we talk about the Brewers, game two of a four-game set against the Arizona Diamondbacks coming up tonight. Now, the last couple of games, offensively, they've kind of went quiet, I guess you could say. Garrett Mitchell, you know, with a home run last night for their only run, only had a couple of hits, didn't do much. The night before, yes, they won, but it took to the ninth inning to get the second run in to beat the Phillies 2-1. Any worries, concerns about this offense, or do you chalk up last night to hangover from the celebration the night before?
I don't think it's so much that. I think it's a matter of you're going up against, you know, some of the best pitchers on the best teams or the hottest teams in baseball right now, and you're going up against, you know, a team with the best record in baseball for three nights.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
So you're obviously not going to put up a lot of runs, especially when they're starting their three innings. And now you're going up against a team with, you know, some other really damn good pitchers who are, you know, playing for their playoff lives right now. This is postseason baseball, man. I mean, this is how it comes down to. Runs are going to be at a premium. You're going to get very limited opportunities, and you're going to have to cash when you can. I I'm fairly confident that they're aware of those realities, and I'm fairly certain that they're not going up there with the intention of stinking. I think it's hard to hit these guys, and they're figuring out how to do it.
When we talk about where we are now with this Brewers team, now that the division is clinched, and if we're being honest, the odds of them getting a wild card berth probably right now are probably slim to none. In fact, there was a chart put out earlier this morning that I saved. And it was by, let's see here, I don't know who this guy is, Jake Stark, I guess it is, who put it out, and kind of put out what kind of has to happen with the Dodgers in order for the Brewers to get a bye. And really, the best case scenario is the Brewers go undefeated. The Dodgers would have to go 5-4 or worse. If the Brewers go 8-1, they would have to go 4-5. If they go 7-2, the Dodgers would have to go 3-6. If the Brewers go 6-3, the Dodgers would have to go 2-7. I guess I'm at the point now of just assuming that they are going to be the wild card, because I cannot see the Dodgers falling apart down the stretch here.
No, the Dodgers have a fairly, I don't want to say easy, because it's never easy at this level. Their schedule is not as difficult as the Brewers is. Let's put it that way. The one thing that could work in the Brewers' favor is they've got, you know, three games against the Padres, who still have an outside chance of chasing down the Dodgers for the division and are trying to solidify their playoff position. And even though they've got six games against the god-awful Rockies, and they got three of those in Colorado, where we all know that weird things happen.
Yep.
So, you know, there is a chance. And yeah, you're right. The Brewers would have to win a boatload of games to catch them. But that's where it just comes back to the mantra that's been preached since day one, and it's above every locker and on every T-shirt. Just win tonight. You know, you can't worry about winning eight games until you've won game number one. They're just going to focus on the day at hand and try to win that one and see how many they have at the end of the season. Wherever it puts them, that's where they're going to go. I mean, I think they'd like to get one of the top two spots. Who wouldn't? But I don't think they're, you know, stressing, we got to do this so we can get, I just don't think it fazes them.
I want to get your thoughts on the Trader's comments that have gone viral from after yesterday's game. Obviously, he used the word daunting. Well, I'm not going to bother with that. But he talked about how big of a gap there is between the Brewers and the rest of the division on and off the field as well. I'll ask you, how big of a gap do you really think there is between the Brewers and everybody else in the Central right now?
Well, at least 10 games. I mean, you know, that's a pretty sizable gap. And listen, the thing that gets me about this whole Craig Council thing is that I'm seeing Cubs fans slamming Jed Hoyer and, you know, slamming the Cubs front office for not going out and signing a bunch of big time guys. And I get that. They've got gobs of money. But the whole point of hiring Craig Council was he was the manager who made, you know, took the nothing that he had in Milwaukee and made it a powerhouse.
Yep.
Well, they brought back basically the same roster that missed the playoffs by one game last year and finished worse than they did last year. I mean, so what does it matter what the front office did?
Well, they did spend money. They spent money on Shota, so they did spend some money.
Yeah, they spent some money. You know, it's just kind of funny because, you know, he's kind of getting a free pass down there, and the blame is being placed on Hoyer and Ricketts, when the whole point of Craig Council was he can get things out of guys that other guys, David Ross, couldn't get, and he seemed to get less of them. So I just found it, you know, humorous. But yeah, I mean, there's a pretty big gap. I mean, when you look especially at what the Brewers lost over the last 12 months and who they were going with to be able to still come out and perform, that says something to, you know, the institution that they built here, the culture that they built here, where it's expected that you're going to win, and they're developing guys in the right way. So when they do have to come in and fill in holes and fill in gaps and take over spots, they're ready to go off and running. So I think the gap is big. I think it's a very big gap. Now, next year, it could be a completely different story. You got to assume the Cardinals are going to make moves. You got to assume that the Cubs are going to make some moves. You can assume that the Reds are going to make some moves. I mean, they spent money last winter. You know, this isn't going to be a cakewalk moving forward, but I think the Brewers are in good position to sustain this success year in and year out.
It's a beautiful thing. He is Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. He'll have all your latest on the Brewers all weekend long, and we'll talk to him again on a Green and Gold Monday at 4:40. Thank you, Mr. Wagner. Have a good weekend.
Yep.
All right, there he is, Andrew Wagner.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.